إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we come to the end of the series on challenges of parenting in the 21st century. And I want to remind myself and you of this one final thing, which is the greatest treasure that we have for our children, or we should have for our children, which is, and that treasure is dua. Always have that for them, which is dua. Now, two aspects to this. One is that for dua to be accepted, what is it that we are doing to make our dua accepted? Dua is the ultimate essence of ubudiyat, of being the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of being the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the beauty and the power of dua, that when the person is truly a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his dua is accepted. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly in the Quran, where he said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Let him obey me and let him have faith in me. Let him have iman in me. And this is the essence of dua, that we dua starts with obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. It starts with the obedience of Allah, and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the essence of ubudiyat. So, and dua starts with that, and dua and iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a result of this obedience. So the obedience has to come first, and iman comes as a result of the obedience. So this is the essence of dua, and this is what we can give our children, which is dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the acceptance of dua is also dependent on our ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to accept any dua of anybody, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all your du'as and to be pleased with you and to fill those du'as with khair, inshallah. But the key thing is that the acceptance of dua of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dependent on our ta'alluq with Allah. So when you want to give dua to your children, the question you have to ask yourself is, what is your ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you have a ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How strong is that ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And based on that connection with Allah, is the acceptance of your dua. And this is what we need to give. I mentioned this, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless my father and forgive his sins and fill his qabr with noor. I've mentioned this many times, many of you have heard me say this, of the kind of dua that my father used to make for us, where any issue we had, any difficulty we had, we would call him and say, this is the thing, please make dua for us. And he would say, I will not leave my Rabb until he gives this. He would say, main unko pakad lunga, chhodunga nahi, jab tak ke denge nahi. I will catch hold of my Rabb, and I will not let him go unless he gives me, unless he gives what I'm asking. I mean, this is I'm not looking at, don't look at the fiqh aspect of it. How can you catch hold of your Rabb and so on and so forth? This is the abd talking about his Rabb. This is the slave talking about his Rabb, who he loves more than anything else and anyone else. And therefore, it is something that we need to ask ourselves and say, what is my connection with Allah? And what am I, what do I have for my children that only I can give them? The dua of the parents is unique. It is one of those things which the dua of the oppressed against the oppressor, the dua of the parents for their children. These are the duas that are not stopped. These duas go directly to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are duas between those duas and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no hijab. And that's the reason why this is the power that Allah has given you. Don't deny your children this. Many times I have seen parents who are so miserable and stingy that they will not give dua to their children. You know, they hold this dua back as if it's some it costs them or something. It's very, very sad to see some of these things. May Allah protect us from things like that. Give dua, and give as much dua as you can to your children, because that is the greatest treasure they have. That's the reason why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that two parents, the mother and the father, are the two doors of Jannah for the child. When one dies, one door shuts, and when the other dies, the other door shuts. Inshallah, the du'as of the parents continue, and the barakah of the du'a continues after they die as well. So therefore, those doors are not shut in that sense, but shut in the sense that the khidmat that the children can do for the parents and take their du'as, that opportunity for khidmat is gone, obviously. So therefore, the children also must do the khidmat of their parents and make sure that they get the du'as. But remember, the du'a of the parents is something, subhanAllah, I have seen this, which is not even dependent on the khidmat of the parent. I have seen parents giving du'a to children who really don't even deserve that du'a, who have not done any khidmat, who are really, not even good children, but still the parents give the du'a. This, the position of the mother, the position of the father is unique, subhanAllah. It's absolutely unique. The parents are the only ones who are concerned about the children, even when they are themselves in pain and in bereavement and so on. Their first concern is, how are the children? How are my children? How are they feeling? Are they taking care of themselves? What do they need? I mean, even that's the only relationship, and in that the mother is the one who has that even more than the father, and that's why the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the mother three times before he mentioned the father. So seriously, I ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala to accept your du'as, to be pleased with you, never to be displeased with you, and to make your du'as a means of barakah and a means of wealth for the children, that the children can take advantage of. And I remind myself and you, those of us whose parents are alive, let us serve them, let us take their du'as as much as you can while they are alive, because there's no point in regretting that after they're dead. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this as means of khair, and to be pleased with you, and to accept all your du'as for your children. Give them this great wealth that Allah has given you in your hands, and don't be stingy with it. Give them as much du'a as you can. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you children who are the noor of your eyes, who are the coolness of your eyes. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the parents a means of barakah for the children, that the children are very happy to have the parents with them, that the children don't shunt them off into some old people's home or something. It is so sad to see this. Our whole culture is getting destroyed because we give precedence to all kinds of things, including our work and our career and this and that. And the children are... And the parents are relegated to some care by some strangers because you've convinced yourself that you can't care, that you can't take care of them. Very, very sad. Absolutely, absolutely sad. Seriously, do think about this. Don't fall into the trap of the false cultures that we have taken, we've gone to live in, and we have taken as our own. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that. We are destroying ourselves, and we are depriving ourselves of the great ni'mah and the barakah of the du'as of our parents, which we can get while they are alive, by shunting them off into some, like an old horse or something, put them off into some paddock to set out to graze. Really, seriously question yourself and say, what kind of priorities do you have? What kind of priorities that do you have, that your career and your job and whatnot takes precedence over your father, takes precedence over your mother? Really, really, really. I mean, alhamdulillah, wherever we see that this has not happened, you will see the barakah of that in the lives of those children. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.